So welcome, guys, to our July. I can't believe it's July already. Practice Accelerator Get It Done Mastermind call. And I'm excited to have you guys here. And I'm also excited to introduce you to our newest member, Sammy O, who's from Canada. So we have a full international contingent here right now. Actually, the program is pretty international. So Sammy's from Canada, Dr. Ali is from the UK, and Lisa is from Switzerland. So we are international today. So I would love to start. Usually we start with success things, but when we have somebody new, I want you to start and just introduce yourself to the group, and the group will have everybody introduce themselves a little bit and just kind of get to know you and what your goals are and what brought you here. So take it away, Sammy.
Hi, nice meeting you, everybody here. This is my first week. I'm quite confused with the schedule and timing, so I need to learn which college which and what I need to do. I practiced in Vancouver, Canada for 16 years. I'm a biofeedback practitioner and also doctor of natural medicine. And I, what I want to achieve from this group is how I can establish online coaching business so that I can go a little bit out from the local business. So that is my call.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, Sammy has a very successful, well, was very successful up until COVID and then completely got shut down because it's an in-person practice. And so it's like she needs to pandemic proof her business. And so that the majority of her stuff is online and that she's not like completely shut down and income free, you know, income less. For a period of several months. Was it 2 or 3 months, right?
Exactly, yeah. Since March, it was very sudden, and I can see that this can recurring in the future.
Yeah. So great. Well, welcome. We're so excited to have you here. And she and I are going to have our first, you know, two-hour business powwow meeting and really get, you know, laid out for what's the future hold and what programs would be the best. And I meant to tell you, I didn't, but if you send me whatever you have, you mentioned in your form about the programs that you've developed, send me whatever you have in terms of what you've been working on so we could either see where it needs to be shuffled around or revamped or used as is, and maybe just you just need a marketing plan to get it out there.
I didn't send you the PowerPoint?
No.
Yeah, I thought I did. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that is a part of, I'm going to do that right away after during this call, actually. Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. So, Ali, introduce yourself so Sammy knows a little bit about you. Whoops, you're muted now, Ali. Let's unmute you.
Yes, there I was shuffling papers, so I thought I better quiet it for a minute. So I'm Dr. Ali Grimston. I'm an MD in the UK. So I work in the state system now 2 days a week as a salaried doctor. I did have my own practice within the NHS for 17 years, but they disciplined me for recommending probiotics. So I left in the end. I trained in bioidentical hormone therapy, and I've been working with Regent Marie since 2015. Certification last year, and so I specialize in perimenopause. I also have a network marketing business with USANA Health Sciences, so supplements, weight management and things. And my lockdown has been challenged, so as well as having, so I've got a private functional medicine practice which I've never really got off the ground well, because I kept being referred or getting patients who just wanted the quick fix, and in the UK they're not used to paying for functional medicine. Oh. So trying to get the right prices for things that I'm happy with and yet happy to asking for the money is that money challenge that I personally still have that hang up. But there's some sort of great stuff that I'm going to share sort of that today that I'm feeling is going to help me with that big one. And my aim really is to be online so that I can travel more once traveling is allowed again. I've had a really complex lockdown. I've now had 11 family events, starting with my stepmother having a stroke 3 days before lockdown in the UK, so at the end of March, and ending yesterday with her dying from a
chest infection. Oh, I'm so sorry.
So this all happened yesterday. Mm. So, and all the way through, there's other things as well. So my own mum is in a care home. She's got dementia. She's had a DVT and a heart attack, both directly related to lockdown because she's now confined to her room. So she's not getting any exercise at all. My dad's had 2 falls and a urinary infection. And now he's bereaved, so I had to stay last night with him and spend today sort of helping him. My parents-in-law, so my mother-in-law, so my father-in-law, so my stepfather-in-law, really, my mother-in-law's husband fell down the stairs, and because I'm a GP, and they all live local enough for me to go and see, I obviously take my home visiting kit and go and see them and help them and assess them and put my PPE on and everything. So I assessed him when he fell down the stairs. He was very shaken. I was very concerned about not admitting him to hospital, but they insisted. But I found out their GP is a friend of mine. So and I got written consent for both of them, even though they're my in-laws, for me to discuss their care with their GP. And she messaged me when we arranged blood tests and he came back really anemic and he's got diarrhea. And so he's probably got bowel cancer, but it doesn't want to investigate it. And then 2 weeks ago, my mother-in-law, who's always been a bit OCD, a bit loopy, she just started having this psychotic exacerbation of undiagnosed dementia. Basically, she's convinced that her ex-husband's still alive. She just phoned us at 9 o'clock Thursday evening, 2 weeks ago, saying, I'm just ringing to say, are you going to come and collect Gran? What's happening about Gran? Is she staying here or are you going to take her home? Now, of course, her mother, died 50 years ago. And it transpires that she's calling Peter Gran, her husband, she's calling Gran, and she doesn't know where her husband is. So, and then Tuesday this week, I was taking him to have his iron infusion. And Thursday of this week, that's today, I've just been helping Dad. Collecting my sister who doesn't drive from her house and taking her to his house so that I could be here. And I've got to take her back home again tonight. And last week's, likewise, I lost 2 working days with Dawn, with my mother-in-law. So the Tuesday, basically I took my kids over, no, I took my son over to do the gardening. And then the Thursday I was taken up with, we all went around there for tea because the GP said she would do a home visit, thank God. So that there's a weight off our shoulders, but it's just been the most complicated lockdown. But because I've got my dad's positivity and hope, I mean, my dad has been hopeful of Kath coming home until yesterday when he saw her body. And he still thinks he's going to get well enough to drive his motor caravan to Cornwall on holiday with the dogs. Anyway. But I have inherited his entrepreneurial, because my parents started the first farm shop in the UK. Anyway, that's enough of me, but that's just why things are a little bit up the creek at the moment.
It looks like you did a webinar last night. Did that go well?
I did, yeah.
Did you have an offer?
No, I've got to talk to you about that. I've got this whole series of webinars. I'm making use of.
They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. The copy is wonderful, and we got to talk about you making an offer. So
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to text you last night before it when I saw it, but I didn't get a chance. Like
I meant to.
Make an offer.
I wanted to put it in there. I just didn't have time. I was in general practice during the day. Got home at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well, at least you did it. That's the good thing. You're getting out there.
People are seeing you. And that's the fourth one.
Yeah. And that's a big thing.
2 weekly intervals.
That's a big thing. And they look great. All right. So Lisa.
I'll unmute myself. Hi. Welcome, Sammy. I, like Alison, have been in Practice Accelerator since also, I think, 2015. And I've transitioned from just working with Dr. Rita Marie on my practice to also being a functional coach with her clients. So that's been great as well. And how can I say, Dr. Rita Marie helped me structure my programs a long time ago. And I've settled on this I have packages that I offer people, and I have a 3-session package that seems to work really well, and then people just renew. So we do the 3 sessions, and we do whatever tests or whatever we're doing, and then at the end of those, I just renew again, as opposed to doing longer things. The ERC, which is one of Dr. Rita Marie's sort of signature programs for her clients, the year-long program, it's a big commitment. So I really love these 3-session things. Even though the people tend to renew and then they've been there for a year, but for me, in my mind, 3 sessions is much better.
And you all have to find what works for us. So yeah, it's great. And,
So it's great. So you could find out, you know, where you want to go online, how you want to package things, what works for you, and Dr. Rita Marie is the right port of call to help you do that. And she knows, you know, all kinds of ways of doing things in these webinars. I also did launch an online program with Dr. Rita Marie. That was great. I have that still. I'd like to probably pick up on it at some point. But like she will tell Ali, you know, making an offer at the end of your webinars is very important. And I remember I did a webinar with Dr. Rita Marie. I mean, she had to practically pull out of me the offer. It was so badly put together and formulated. It's really important to do those.
That's why I do those first webinars with the people, because I did that with Steph too. I had to actually make the offer. Okay, when is she going to make the offer? Well, you really wanted to. Lisa has this amazing program, and this is what it's about, and this is how it works. And so, and it's okay, because it's kind of like riding a bike. You know, the first it's you're not sure. You're not, you know, and I'm there to help you and to make it happen. So,
yeah. So it's a lot of fun and a lot of learning and a lot of support. And so welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa. And Mihaela, you missed meeting Sammy. Sammy is new with us, and she's just is starting this week. And she's from Canada, and she does mostly in-person practice at this point. And it got really shut down during COVID. And what her goal is to get, you know, get an online presence so she can pandemic proof and other thing proof her practice.
I hear you.
Yeah. So tell her a little bit about you.
So I am a pharmacist by training and traditional pharmacist. Then one day I saw the light and I became the naturopathic pharmacist. And with the help of Dr. Rita Marie, I made a lot of progress. I'm still working on it. A lot of it has to do with me kind of lagging behind. But the guidance we get and all the educational parts, like everything that you can take on the side, is like all the modules, they're absolutely fabulous. I've never seen anything like this. Dr. Rita Marie has it down to the dots. Like, but even in terms of just, and I really, when I signed up, I really thought I don't need any of that because I already have a doctorate degree and I already done this and that and that. And then when I took the lectures, I'm like, oh, but I do. So I learned a lot. So, and then, but you know, getting all set up, I mean, I've learned so much. I can't even begin to describe. And because I don't know anything about computers, I don't know anything about marketing. And so without you, Dr. Rita Marie, I don't know what I would do.
Well, I'm waiting for the program because I want to offer that. She's working on a program for drug-nutrient interactions and the way they interact and helping people to actually look at their pharmaceuticals and what foods, what herbs, what nutrients they need to balance it out based on what's going on. And I think that's something that all of us could benefit from sharing with our clients. So we keep
and working. I'm almost there. I just talked to my computer lady. We just made a new deal. She's been working hard, so I just need to make sure that everything's set up. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for her to just set up like payments, methods, the calendar, all that. And so then I have it all set up as the program itself, but I started working on the webinar. And I started with the hypertension. So I'm in the middle of it. So
great.
Which is more than I can say that I've done before.
That's very good progress. That's great. Yeah. Right. And let's work on that. Cause I, you know, I'd love to offer that. to the people, right? To invite people and say, hey, come on this webinar with Mihaela and I, and we're going to share with you how these hypertension drugs are affecting your health and what you need to do about it, right? Because people need to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a very brief version that I actually gave on your program, and that was with antihypertensives and anti-diabetics. And I just kind of worked on it a little bit more because I'm going to present it to the FNC.
Oh, good.
In August. So I just worked on it the other day. And then once I was doing that, I'm like, okay, well, then let's start working on my one disease state at a time. So
super. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you for all doing the intros at the beginning. Typically, we start these calls with a quick around, like 1 minute or less, of what's one thing you want to celebrate? Because I always feel like when we focus on a celebration, because we're all so hard on ourselves. I didn't get to this and I didn't get to that and this thing flopped. And let's celebrate. Like, what's one thing that you're really feeling good about celebrating? So you want to start? Start with Mihaela.
As I said, like I made progress. Another celebration is that I actually got to meet two pharmacists that are doing functional medicine, and they're both in Arizona. And since we're in the process of moving there, I'm all excited that I have contact. And one of them actually has a podcast, and she invited me to be a guest on it.
So woohoo! Celebration time. Yay. Yeah.
So she's waiting for me also to get this done. Yeah. In the light. So, and she said, once I have it done, call her and she'll have me on the podcast. And so that's
awesome. That's great. Lisa, what about you?
Yeah, I had a bunch of people contact me. They signed up for strategy sessions, case reviews. So I was happy about that. And I had a woman contact me, and she wants me to help her with her whole family, five of them, to do some testing, some Dutch tests, some food sensitivity tests. And so I'm currently putting a package together because it's for one family, but it's still five calls, you know. But so I'm happy there's, you know, still stuff coming in. Then the private, because I didn't tell you, Sammy, I work privately. I also have my private clients. And then I also work with two other groups in Europe. And so I have clients from them too. So my goal was to have a waiting list practice and waiting list practice. That's why I signed up for the Practice Accelerator, actually, and I'm nearly there.
Yay! Way to go. Yeah, be careful. You might not have any time for me.
No, I always have time. I always make time.
Thank you. Allie.
Okay, so I have done two more functional medicine webinars, one on weight management, and the last one was on stress and the adrenal fatigue. I've created the back office in Infusionsoft for those. I've done another Let's Talk Menopause webinar. That was really good. We had a sex therapist, so it was really, really good. The Living Matrix coaching call last Monday was giving me new ideas for how to have my systems and to clarify that. And so very excited about that. I had two people book strategy sessions for today. I cancelled them just because of all the stuff going on, but one's booked for Sunday and one's for Monday.
Great. Awesome.
That's free strategy sessions, and I want to change that.
Right. And to structure the free strategy session so they at least know why they're there, that they're there because it's free. They're there because you're investigating the fit, you know, whether it's a fit, whether they are qualified to work with you on an ongoing basis. You know, so that's the kind of positioning. You can still do free strategy sessions, but it's positioning it that way versus positioning it like, come and I'll give you some free advice. And, you know, then you get all the looky lookers, right? So, Sammy.
Well, this week, I feel it's a big beginning for me. And also, getting this kind of calls, because I work once a week now in my clinic, because ever since lockdown, but also I had this accident February 18th. And then I am still recovering from concussion. So for about 4 months, I have been extremely sedentary and a little bit feeling slow, and getting into this call schedules is a little bit challenging, but much better. So in many ways, this week is, I feel like a new beginning.
Great.
It helps me to structure it.
Good. We'll keep you structured. And we can talk tonight when we talk about what calls you should prioritize, like if you have, you know, which ones to prioritize and which ones to say, well, if, only if I have time, right? Yeah. Cool. All right. So next we move into the support situation, and we have about, you know, about an hour and 10 minutes. So with four of you, that's, you know, up to 15 minutes. I usually like to say, you know, 12 minutes. We'll see how it goes. And some go longer and some go less. So I'm just going to, I'll set my stopwatch just so I can keep an eye on it. I won't have any beeping blarings. I'll just kind of know when to wrap. So who wants support on what right now? So raise your hand.
If Lisa goes first because she's got to go, that might be a good idea.
Okay, Lisa, go for it.
I don't need that much support. I'm still, I am going to commit between now and the next time we meet, which I hope is in a month, that I need to get my info pack together. I have something I can, you know, people, when they write or they get in contact with me for inquiries, I want to be able to send them something. And I have this document in various stages of writing, and I haven't finished it, and I need to just do that.
Okay, so we're going to hold you accountable till a month from now. You're going to have that ready, and that you can post it, a link to it in the Facebook group, so we could all kind of look at it and give you some feedback.
Yeah, that would be great, because I really need that. I just need to finish it. I mean, I've worked on it for the last 2 years on and off. I mean, not that it's 55 pages. And then the other thing I forgot to ask you was, did you want a case study for the ERC, the workshop? Or
yes, in fact, we forgot to talk about that when we talked earlier today. Yeah. Yes, and it's I'm going to figure out how early I can do it on, it's going to be Saturday afternoon. So okay. I got to figure out what's the latest you can do.
Well, I mean, to start, 1 p.m. is 8 p.m. for me, so... you know, not much.
Well, we're doing lunch from 12 to 1:30, so we could do it right after lunch.
Okay, yeah. So what, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
You know what, I shot myself, you know, for the last one, I really tried to do my prep last minute so I wouldn't get, I wasn't going to do my prep last minute again, because even for a short thing, it takes a lot of preparation.
Yeah, and think about this. This is the audience. This audience is not practitioners. This audience is the, so you what you, what the goal of it is to have people go, wow, nobody's ever analyzed my labs that way. Nobody's ever looked at me that way. That whole detective thing, that you're the detective and I look for this, that's great. Because then they go, I want her to be my coach in ERC, when they finally announce it.
So about 15 minutes?
10 minutes, let's say, because you always go over.
Okay, so the Saturday.
On Saturday afternoon, and we'll do it right after lunch.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. That was easy. All right. Who's next?
I can go.
Okay.
So I have a couple of things. So I redid a video that I was going to have on my, I have the landing page. They're getting my free book. And then when they get the thank you email, they can download again from there. And I had a video there. And so I redid that one because they looked very tired and I don't know. I just didn't like it. It felt like I didn't speak English. So so if you can give me some advice on that one, I followed your format.
Yeah. Do you want to share your screen and show us?
Yeah. Let me just... and then also like I have the book, so I'm saying get the free book, but then when I how is it, so on my, so I did a power hour with Nikki, and so she was recommending that I do a power hour and I charge for it. So now I'm saying my session costs this much. Here's my book. So it feels like it's not free anymore. And so, well, the book is free, but my time. So when they go to my calendar, I have a 15-minute free session, but then I also have one that's paid, which matches the price from the Power Hour. Does that look, I mean, is that
show me, show me what it looks like, because okay. I can get a feel for how it feels.
Okay.
Visually, and you know, what the process looks like.
Find my way here. Okay.
Because it's very common to offer something free, and then on the next page say, here's your free thing, or I sent your free thing by email. By the way, while you're here, I normally charge $350 for an hour consultation on your labs and your, you know, on your whatever, on your drugs and looking at your drugs and supplements. But because you downloaded this book today, I can do it for $250 or whatever. You know, you're offering them something special at that point. And then they go, oh, right. And that works well. It works super well if it's $7 or $20, right? But it works well even if it's a higher price, if you can make a point, if you can make it look good. Okay. So show me the opt-in page first.
Okay, I will. So this is the video.
I was staring at yet it's another like 2.5 minutes prescription of 20 plus drugs. And I was concerned. My heart just dropped because I knew that most of these drugs were causing nutrient depletions that were responsible for the very symptoms that brought this patient to the hospital. And this is not uncommon. This happens every single day. And the problem is that pharmacists are not skilled at catching drug-nutrient interactions. But this drug-nutrient interactions might be what is making you sick, might be responsible for the number of medications that you are on. With every new symptom that you get, the physician has to put you on yet another medication. My name is Dr. Mihaela Grita, and I have been a pharmacist for more than 19 years, and I am concerned. We have a global problem here with medications, whether they are prescription medications or over-the-counter medications, and I want to prevent you from becoming a statistic. Right. Did you know that the fourth leading cause of death in the United States is related to adverse drug reactions? Adverse drug reactions are what they might be just a symptom of nutrient, drug-nutrient interactions. You may have heard of coenzyme Q10 being depleted when we take cholesterol medication. This is just one in thousands of such interactions. So if you want to stay healthy, you need to be aware about these interactions. Click on the button below and schedule a time to talk to me. And whether you are taking one drug or 20 drugs, I can help you and I can optimize your medicine cabinet, your medication regimen, and make sure that you are going to reach optimal health.
Okay.
Okay.
The message is great. What I would recommend that you do, how did you film it?
Zoom.
Okay. So what I would recommend you do is you have your script written out in front of you.
Okay.
And it's on the screen. So you're looking at the camera, but you're seeing it and you can just follow along, because having to look here, and there were a few times you hesitated and needed to so it'll flow smoothly. I think you can get it down probably by 30 seconds if you do that, because you can just feel it and practice it. Do it that way. Do multiple versions of it. Just hit the record button. Oops, I didn't like that. I hesitated too much. You may have to rewrite your script even to make it flow more easily. But with an hour of your time, I think it's going to be like phenomenal, because the information is so valuable. I'd also look at the angle, right? It was a funny angle.
Yeah.
So if there's any way that you could shift the angle of it so that you are looking straight on to people, right? You may need an extra little camera that you sit on top of the thing so that it's not the angle of a laptop, right? But I think that'll make a huge difference.
Okay.
And then the other thing, if there's any way in the background, like to put a table with flowers on it or something to just make the background look really interesting.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are in my parents' house right now, so that's a limitation. So that was, at first I had this. I'm like, oh, this is too much. So then I kicked my husband out of his office. I'm like, okay, this looks like the morgue in here. I'm like, I know.
Either way, that's not a big deal. That was just an extra little thing that you could do. If there's any way, you know, like a TV tray with a plant on it, or, you know, or a statue of some sort, just to kind of make it more interesting in the background. That's a minor thing. I think the angle is real important to make it straight on. Mm-hmm. And then the just having your script on the screen, and you'll be able to go right through it. And faster is actually better, right?
Yeah.
Because people, you catch their attention, and when there's too much space between, you lose them. But the content was excellent. I mean, it was really riveting to bring people in to that content.
Okay.
So this is on the thank you page for the book.
Yeah, this will be, right now it's not, I mean, it's an older version, which I think it's even worse than this, so. But
So the book, so they're on the opt-in page. If you want to show me that, we can look at that.
Yeah.
They're on the opt-in page. They're going to download this book and they come there. So either right above it, right above the video, you can say, your free book is on its way to you on your inbox. In the meantime, watch this very important 2-minute message.
Okay. Let me see.
And then you talk about it. And I love the way you started, right? Right in with the story, right? It just got people's attention. And you're like, oh, I wonder if that's me, you know? I mean, not me, because I don't take drugs, but the majority of people, especially half the people over 40 and 75% of people over 50. Oh, nice. Okay.
This is the landing page. And
you know what? Attention. Here you go. I take in a bucket full of drug supplements and vitamins. Great. Your prescription and over-the-counter drugs might be what's making you sick. Introducing a revolutionary assessment for your medicine cabinet.
Okay.
One that allows you to reduce the number of pills you take and restores your vitality and quality of life. You might want to big in there, reduce the number of pills you take, improve your bottom line, right? Because reduce your expenses, because those things are expensive.
Okay.
Download your free copy of Dr. Mihaela's False Friends, 6 Most Common Yet Unsafe Over-the-Counter Drugs That Might Be Making You Sick. It's great. Anybody else have comments? Okay, let's see. Access this resource to learn. I might make those bullets just a tiny bit bigger if you can.
Okay.
And then the box with your picture in it, download now, is good.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the medical disclaimer. Yeah.
And so then, let's see. Okay, so this, let me just pretend I'm getting it.
If you can avoid their last name, do it, because the less they have to fill in, the more likely they're going to fill it in.
Okay.
And then that's your, you know, you might want to say, because they're like, what? Please enter any 2 digits. You know, you might have that comment like you see on a lot of this. Show me that you're not a robot.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because that they're like, why is she asking for these 2 digits? I know, but... But show me you're not a robot. Please enter any 2 digits here.
Okay.
Thanks for signing up. Download my book. We just sent you a confirmation email. Please click the link in the email and download the book at your convenience. And you might say, here's a trick, and you can use it or not. But a really good marketing guy told me about, he does a lot of work with Facebook ads and driving them to stuff exactly like this. And he basically said, we just sent you a confirmation email. It should be there in about 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, in the meantime, while you're waiting, watch this 2-minute video about whatever.
Okay.
Or maybe you make the numbers different. It should be there in about 3 minutes in the meantime. And then you can actually set your autoresponder to delay. Like in Infusionsoft, we know we can do that. I don't know in what you're using, if you can, but You could say when they opt in, you say wait 3 minutes or two and a half minutes or 2 minutes or something.
Okay.
And then send the email.
Okay. So then this is the video. This is the old one. I named it Dangers in Your Medicine Cabinet. Then I have the call to action. And then here, actually, she has a copy of my book. So if they click here, they can actually go to my book.
Oh, so that's the same book that they sent from the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay? Is that
good? It is if you let them know, because it's like... And is this downloadable or not? Is the book downloadable when they get it in the email? Or are they getting a link to that?
Right. Right.
It is downloadable? Yeah.
Yeah. So here, no, it's not, but they are, but they get an email.
Okay. So let's make it a little bit more clear on this page. So scroll up. I would make it the dangers in your medicine cabinet, just because it flows more smoothly when you say the. But what are they scheduling now? So say they don't watch it. Say they're at work and they don't watch the video or they don't have it on. Right. What are they scheduling now?
Oh, they schedule a time to talk to me.
Right. So it needs to be something above or below it that says, you know, let's discuss your medicine cabinet. Let's discuss the dangers in your medicine cabinet. Talk to me now about like a line above it. And then you can say schedule now. So let them know what they're scheduling, because just to see this, if they don't watch the video, you still want the call to action to be clear for them.
Okay.
Yeah, I would even do it as a question. Want to know what dangers lurk in your medicine cabinet? Schedule now to talk to me. Now, is that taking them to a paid consultation or a free consultation?
So it's taking them into... So in the video, I'm telling them it's free.
Okay, good.
And here they have the option to, they have the 15-minute session, which is free. And then the 90 minutes is an in-depth assessment, and that's paid.
That's paid. And that's clear when they click the button, click the drug safety consultation. You've made a lot of progress on this. This is great. Mm-hmm. Where does it say how much it works? It doesn't say anywhere how much
it costs.
It
doesn't say, yeah, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it either has to be on that
maybe here.
Previous page or right here, it should say right away. Because they're not going to click all these links. They're going to think it's free at this point because it doesn't say it's not.
Yeah.
Right. And what are you charging for this?
$297 for an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. What would your normal charge for that be?
I wanted to charge $400, but I'm just...
Fine. Perfect. So go back to that previous page. All right. So in this box, 90-minute, usually $400, today, $297. You know, where it says 90-minute assessment.
Okay.
Right. Usually $400, today only $297. And that way it's real clear. They're not clicking in. Then they kind of get pissed off if you drive them too far and then they find out it's $300 and they were thinking it was free.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then, you know, if you put it, it's normally $400. That's what you wanted to charge for it. Now, today only it's $297. That gives them an idea that, you know, I really need this. I'm on 14 medications. I'm going downhill quickly. It really makes sense what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, anybody else have any comments about this?
I just wanted to, I think it's great, Michaela. I think it's wonderful. I just wanted to ask, in your video, have you thought about using slides or is that not a good thing to have visual?
I think having a in and out with slides could be good.
Okay.
The way I would do it would be to record it space on and then put the slides in wherever you goof up and you need to edit it. Because it's hard to edit a face on. You know, because then the mouth isn't in the right place and all that. But if there's like, maybe I would keep it small, like it's only 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, just to point out and have it be some really riveting kind of slides that show a statistic that you're talking about or show, you know, something about what's the bad stuff. That's the kind of stuff I would show. Statistics or the bad stuff that can happen if they don't take care of this.
Okay.
Yeah, great point. Ali, did you have anything to add? Sammy, do you have anything?
Yeah, so on this page, if you scroll up, where you've added your flipbook here, that's fine as long as you don't need to have a double opt-in. I had, for my webinars, a lot of them have got the replay on that page, the thank you page, which then means they don't have the double opt-in, which in Europe we need to have the double opt-in, so I can't then have them on my mailing list. So it's worth bearing that in mind. The previous page, the squeeze page, the top attention line, you had just one line on the second line, and I recommend that you make it similar length. So if you scroll up to the top of that.
Here on this one? On
the thing? No, it's the squeeze page itself. So where you're, that one, yes. So at the top. So instead of that, you could say, are you taking a bucket full? And then either of drugs, supplements, and vitamins, or drugs, supplements, and vitamins on the second line. It would look better.
Yeah, it would look, I agree.
Was the second sentence.
Can you say that again? So instead of.
That needs to be two lines. The attention line needs to be two lines.
Okay.
Two lines that are
equal. Or make it smaller
and make it on its own. So you could split it either before or after the of.
Okay.
The other option is to just make it smaller if you want.
Okay.
Bigger. But I think it's a
good. I think it's good that size.
Yeah, I think I agree with Ali. And then the same thing with that, your prescription and over-the-counter drugs.
That second sentence, you don't need what's. Your prescription and over-the-counter drugs might be making you sick is even more powerful than what's making you sick.
Yeah, okay, good. And I would put might be making you sick on the second line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then on the picture where you have the clickable book, you can have a line that says something like, you know, scan through the book, take a peek at the inside of the book. You'll be getting the downloadable version in your email. Mm-hmm. Something to say why it's there.
Okay.
This is a, you know, just take a peek at this book. This is what you're going to be getting in your email. It looks really good.
And on the squeeze page again, I like your use of the word powerful near the bottom. It's really cool. It just adds something. I've just written webinar on mine, but to access this powerful resource.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. You might put that access this powerful resource to learn in that same color as matches the download button and the stuff on your booklet, just to make it stand out.
I like your color scheme and I love your book cover.
Yeah, it's beautiful. All right.
Anything else? Well done, Mihaela.
Good job. Good job. Mm. Sammy, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, this is a really interesting subject. I think it would be, really popular. You may be invited to many, many other interviews, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Who wants to go next, Sally or Sammy?
Sammy, would you like to go next?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out the NEPT program. But I see this is Mastermind once a month. Are you having this meeting once a month?
This one's once a month, and then there's another one that's once a month. So we have two of these groups once a month. So two of these groups a month. Yeah. Yeah.
Just curious, Mihaela, how long have you been working on this? What I say is really amazing. Yeah.
So only recently, I think, December or January, I actually decided, because I was very confused for 3 years what my niche is going to be. So I think it was about January when I first started to, or maybe a little earlier. And then I had a presentation in March. And so then I had to really focus and do this. So like, I don't know, a few months, but
the retreat in May really, really solidified a lot of.
Yeah. So it came into pieces and it was slow to come, but now I think, and even talking to the other pharmacists who are doing more or less functional, I find out that I'm pretty unique. There's one pharmacist that does medication safety, but but she does it from a traditional point of view. She just does it as a consultant. And so she doesn't go through insurance, where what I'm doing is not really included in medication safety management. So,
but people demand more.
Right, right. I mean, it's good to look at drug interactions and all that, and overdoses and contraindications, but nobody's really looking at the drug nutrient.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. That's awesome.
Thank you. It was very well received when you did that presentation. Was it for Vital that you did the presentation?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, people who are in our program here have the opportunity to then speak at some of my stuff. So I have these monthly Vital community calls on health topics, and we have monthly calls with our ERC program. So once you get more of a handle on it, and it's a great way to practice it and really hone in on your presentation before you go out to the audience where you're trying to sell your stuff. Plus it gives them, you know, you offer them a free gift and they go to your site and they download your free gift, and you build up that mailing list from those folks, so that when you are ready to do your webinar, it gives them the opportunity to have known you before. And that's really what it's about. Like what Allie's doing with all these webinars is awesome. And because it's building that know, like, trust. And I did that for a long time. So I know I give you a hard time about not making an offer, but for about 2 years when I was first starting out, I just kept doing webinars because they were fun to do. And I was building this list and I had my in-person practice, so I didn't worry about anything. And then it was like, I need to offer something at these. I need to figure out what I'm going to offer. And then once I started doing that, then it's like, it exploded. Yeah. So you have to be ready for it, but it builds that know, like, trust factor. So, yeah.
Actually, I have one quick question before we go. How do you handle the liability selling the program online and seeing client, not patient, I know that client, online, but do you need to talk to lawyer or, you know, check your messages or?
You do need to have a disclaimer, and we have a medical disclaimer on every page of our website. We have a medical disclaimer on the order form when they're buying it. This is not a substitute for medical attention. If you're on any medications or under the care of a doctor, make sure that you check in with that. For the ERC program, which is our year-long program, we actually have a consent form that they sign that says, this is not medical attention. This is education. I'm learning to empower myself to take charge of my own health. So that's what we do with that. And I think it's really important. You're welcome to whatever I've done because I've already paid the lawyers, but I would still recommend it's Canada. So you've got to have, you know, it varies from state to state, from country to country. So, but you can use it as a guideline and make sure that it passes the, you know, the criteria for your domain. You know, who else who's in your area, Vancouver, is Steph. She couldn't make it today, but you'll get to meet Steph and you might have a conversation with Steph to see what she's done or if there are some specific things. We're going to do what we do for this year-long program. We're going to start to do it for other programs just to make sure that they've actually signed the DocuSign legally, because it, right now it's on the order form. But you know how people go, yeah, terms and conditions. Like, seriously, have you ever read the terms and conditions on any? You could be giving away your house and your home and your firstborn, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know it because none of us ever read it. So, no. Yeah, I like sending them, especially if it's a longer program, smaller group thing. We send them a DocuSign. So we send them the thing and they have to put their electronic signature, and it is legally binding. But you can't come back and say, well, you told me that I should go off my medication. And no, we didn't tell you that at all. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a good question because people, you have to be careful. It's a litigation happy society that we live in.
Litigation happy society.
Yeah, okay, they sue. When will you see people trying to sue McDonald's because they burned their leg because they spilled the coffee while they were driving between their legs? Like, seriously, like, take ownership, guys. Take
$2 million compensation.
Is that right? Oh, Lord.
But then many people tried it later on, but Supreme Court justice just ruled out. They don't do it. Don't do this stupid
stuff anymore. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So also, like, I actually went to a lecture given by a lawyer, and he was talking for functional medicine providers, But he was mostly focusing on MDs, PAs, nurse practitioners. And so when I asked him about pharmacy, he's like, I don't know anything. And he's like, I don't know what to help you with.
Yeah.
So like when I talked about the medications, because it is within my scope of practice, I didn't put the medical disclaimer. Mm-hmm. Should I still do it?
Yeah, because your pharmacy license and malpractice and all is under the jurisdiction of you being in the pharmacy and dispensing medication. It's very different than advice you might give.
Okay.
So I would definitely recommend it. Do you think it would be helpful? I know in one of our PDSS people to bring in an attorney, because we have one that we use and he does for functional medicine. That's what he does. And then there's also Lisa Frawley, who's another one that does it for, okay, I'll see if we can get something.
This lawyer that I went to listen to, he's from Florida and his wife is an MD. And so he actually specialized on this because of his wife, because she was like, do my paperwork. And he's like, oh, I don't know. And he had a different specialty. And so I wonder if he's the same guy or not. No,
this guy's from New Jersey, Peter Hoffenfeld. And then there's Lisa Frawley. So between those, I should be able to get one of them in to do a PDSS kind of talk.
I think that would
be good. Everybody, like, what should your disclaimer have when you do a slide presentation? You saw that he took what I had put together for my initial thing and he just revamped it. And that's what I use. And most of the people in NEPT have taken that and done some variation of it. Don't leave my name in it. And then you'll be really messed up. But yeah, so I think that could be helpful. And any questions that you have, you know, I'll tell people in advance, come up with whatever legal questions you have that they could address for us.
Okay. The kickoff call is 3 p.m. Pacific, your time 6 p.m.
My time 5 p.m.
Your time 5 p.m. You are Central?
I am Central, yes.
Okay. So 3 p.m. So I'll see you at 3 p.m. And then our call is also 5 p.m. my time, your time 7 p.m.
Yeah, you're going to have enough of me today. So, Allie, did you have some stuff you want to go over? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, if there's any time.
There is. We have until, we have until the full hour. So we have.
That's what I thought. So I just wanted to share. So with the Living Matrix, they give you opportunities to have coaching, and I wanted to revisit them. They said they really love having me in the Facebook group because I comment more than other people, as you know, and I support other people more than other people, as you know. So they always call it excited when they see a message from me saying, how do you do this? Because other people don't ask.
Yeah.
So I set up a one-to-one coaching session with Jennifer for Monday, just to sort of try and clarify some things. Excuse me. And she shared with me how she has transitioned. So I still have this sort of conflict of one person saying I should do 3 strategy sessions, somebody else saying I should have paid strategy sessions, people expecting my prices to be on my website, and the coaching way of being not showing your prices until your strategy session. And that doesn't sit well with my clients, and therefore it doesn't sit well with me. It just feels like a bit like a used car salesman, I want to pluck a price out of the air thing. And she says that doing this system works really well for her. So I'm just going to share my screen so you can see how she does it. And she's happy for me to plagiarize any of her languaging. So she's a nutritional therapist specializing in skin rashes, especially in children. And when it says work with me, so she's got services and pricing on here. So basically, this is just her about me bit.
Okay, so this is where she says, this is where you got to when you clicked on the work with me.
Yeah. I thought I was going for services and pricing.
Oh, there you go, services and pricing.
There we go. So she's got an introductory consult, which is $85 for a 45-minute session. So that's like her power hour. So this is instead of a free strategy session. And she uses, so with that, if I just show you her questionnaire. Her questionnaire for that is quite in-depth. Now, you may remember the entry questionnaires in Living Matrix can be a bit off-putting and a bit too in-depth. I have my entry questionnaires here in Coach's Console website forms. So my breakthrough session application form, the questions are similar to Kendall Summerhawk's with some more specific to functional medicine. So as well as what's the number one obstacle that's kept you from moving forward, I've got what's therapies, medicines, herbs, supplements, and diet programs are you currently using? Have you had any other medical conditions? How your energy, mental focus, and libido, which are sort of specific to my niche.
Yeah.
And then I've added from Jennifer's website, I have the time to invest in myself and my health, yes or no, and I have the financial resources to invest in myself and my health, yes or no.
So I would say, you can do what you want. Those two questions are critical, critical. Yes. I've been a little bit more blatant about it. I'm looking for my session. When I was made a decision that I was going to do this 4-month program, $5,000, I was only going to take 8 people into it. The question specifically, and that really helped me to narrow down who I didn't do a paid strategy session. I just said, hop on the phone. So it may be a little different, but having the money, but I had a question that was, how much time are you able and willing to devote to getting your health problem resolved? And then I had, you know, less than an hour a week, and I had some stuff. And the last one was whatever it takes. And then I had another question, which was, how much money are you willing to invest in getting your health together? And based on the price of that program, you know, if I had a different program, I would have priced it differently here, but I had like under $1,000. I had between $1,000 and $3,000, between $3,000 and $5,000, and $5,000 or more, and whatever it takes, right? And I made the decision initially, I was pulling out anybody that had whatever it takes for both of those. And then the other question being, how committed are you to getting this resolved? You know, on the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being mildly and 10 being all the way. And then I was looking for those three questions, the exact perfect answers, whatever it takes, and 10. Okay. And I got a handful of those. I didn't get as many as I would have liked. But then I looked at, okay, the other ranges of stuff. Anybody that said under 1,000 and, you know, had some kind of limit to the amount of time they were willing to expend, I don't want to work with them. Or anybody that had less than 9, I don't want to work with them. So I didn't bother with those questionnaires. We sent an email that said, hey, you're not a good candidate for this program, but you are a good candidate for this. And I sent them a link to a $300 program, you know? So those are good questions. Depending on how comfortable you feel with that, it gives them a sense of what it is going to cost to work with you, that it's not going to be $500 or $1 or $59, that they know that it's going to be some range. And if you have different ranges of programs, that's great, because I have all kinds of ranges of programs. I'm trying to find this thing.
And that's what I want to sort of develop as well. I mean, I've got enough stuff in my head. I've just got to tell
them. Right, and you have your
presentations and courses.
Yeah, and then you know what to reach out to them and offer. And you could, with Infusionsoft, you could actually you can connect with like a Zapier thing or something where they get tagged based on the answers, or you just have somebody or yourself go through them and then you tag them. What I did, I just went through it and had a little thing in Infusionsoft that tagged them. And if they answered this way, then I reached out to them for a private session. If they reached this way, I was like, hey, this is great. Here's my free ebook, you know, or get into my $20 a month membership site or something like that. Here it is. Application for small group mastermind. No, that's a different one. Find a practitioner. Did they get rid of it? You know what it is? Owned by anyone. Here we go. Application for coaching bundle with RL private. Okay, here we go. I'll just show you what this looked like. And this helped me dramatically to reduce the time I spent with looky lookers, right? People who just They just want something free from you. I don't do free consultations, except if it's something like this, where I'm specifically, and the email I sent out to these folks was, hey, I'm putting together this program. This is what it includes. I'm looking for a small group of people who are wanting to get really personalized help with their health. So I basically looked at, what's your main objective, right? So I'm sure you have that on there. How committed are you to this outcome? Which of these areas, this is a really good question. Which of these areas of your life are impacted by your current health condition? Then that leads you to having a conversation. Oh, you haven't had a relationship with your husband in 4 years because you're too tired, or you haven't had any social life. Then how important are those things to you, right? Yeah. It helps you to position your offer really well. What's the cost to you in terms of finances, relationships, and fun of not solving this current health condition? I'll give you guys the link to it. Are there any things, foods or activities? This because I'm real picky. I don't want to work with somebody who doesn't want, they just want a pill, right? Are there any foods or activities you're unwilling to include in your life, no matter the positive impact they would have? If so, please describe. And if somebody says, well, I'm not, you know, there's no way I'm going to do this or that. And then if selected, how much time are you willing? And I kept like, this is almost like a subliminal thing, right? If selected, right?
Yes.
If selected, if we feel it's a good fit, how much time? And that they weigh, when they get on the call with you, they're like trying to impress you.
Yeah.
Rather than you impress them, and it really makes a difference. So I said an hour a week or less, several hours a day, whatever it takes. And then the same thing, are there any foods or activities you're unwilling to give up, no matter what the cost, right?
Like,
I'm not giving up my soft drinks, and I'm not giving up my cigarettes. Good, find another practitioner, because I'm not working with you. You know what I mean? And then how what's the most you're willing to spend? So I had 1,000 or less, 1,000 to 3,000. Now here's the deal. You have to read the rest of it. You can't just rule out. Because I went through the ones that were whatever it takes, or 5,000 to 7,000, because I knew that money wasn't going to be an objection. And I still had two or three spots that I could fill from there. Yes. And so what I did was I looked at what else. And so what else are you, anything else you want to share? And one of them wrote, well, I could probably, she had written 3,000 or something, 1,000 to 3,000. And she said, well, I could probably swing a little bit more if you have a payment plan. Oh, great. Got her on my calendar. Another one was, you know, he said 1,000 or less. And at first, but he said something in there. I could probably do more if this is like really, really compelling offer, you know? And I talked to them all. I talked to 8 of them, and I signed up all 8.
Yeah.
Because I was really selective about what I was offering, really selective. So I'm going to give you guys in the chat, I'll give you the link to this. So you can use it. I think your questions are great, and just make sure that you're really looking at who is that avatar that you want to work with. None of us want to work with whiners or complainers. None of us want to work with people who are like, oh, that test is going to cost me more money, or, oh, that supplement's too expensive, right? And so you get them to the point where they want you, right? And this will be tailored to, putting it on your website will be a little different than this, because I had a specific, but you look at what are the different ranges of your services, right? Yeah. If you have a program for under $1,000, put a $500, you know, you could say $500 or less. If what you're doing is doing the strategy session for a $3,000 program, don't even put the $5,000 to $7,000, just say whatever it takes, right? So that way they don't get scared off.
Yeah.
But you also, I wanted them to get scared off.
Yes.
Right? Because, you know, that's what my program was going to cost.
That polarization.
Yeah. And you're the one that has an amazing service to offer. That's what we all have to keep in mind. We have this amazing skill and this amazing experience, right? And people that we can help. And we want to work with people who want to be helped, right? And this has worked for me. We do this with strategy sessions for ERC. I mean, we've done this a lot. And it works really, really well. Really, really well. It makes it really, I don't want to say a no-brainer, but it makes it pretty easy to get on the phone. I didn't do this the other day with somebody who'd been in our sweet spot, and then stay in the sweet spot, very active, very vocal. And she said, when I join ERC, and I'm like, Okay. So I reached out to her privately and I said, hey, I'd love to chat with you. You'd be a great candidate for ERC. You want to get on the phone and talk about it. So I got on and I barely had to tell her anything about the program. And she saw how much private coaching it was going to have with me. And she was looking at the level. She goes, oh, I really want that one. I really want that level, which is like 15,000 for her, 15,500 or something. And she said, I really want that one. I got to ask my husband. I'm definitely in for this one, which was 10,000 or 11,000, 12,000, whatever it was. But she said, that's what I really want. Right. And I could just see it. And you get a sense from what they're saying of what they want and need. And then she texted me like 2 minutes later, said, I'm in, I'm going for the high one. Right. So
fabulous. But a lot of it is having that clarity around what you're offering, and I'm still faffing around with that. That's part of the problem. You know I want to be working in this way, but I'm tempted to offer this, you know.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not so much the actual things that they get. It's the outcome that they want. As a result of working with me, you're going to know what medications are impacting your nutritional status, what symptoms that can be causing in you, and what you can do to mitigate those symptoms and not have this result, which, you know, could range on death, right? So you work with them on what the result is. You can offer them, you know, 4 sessions of healing with a wand and spinning around and doing chants. And if they get their results, they don't care. I mean, yeah, you have to get down to the nitty gritty. But just, I think for you, Allie, it's really just feeling confident in the result you can offer. And actually, this person was somebody that talked to you. So if you're open to, I'll chat with her about her options for coaches. But if you're open to doing that, she might be a good person for you to be her coach in the program. Yeah, I think that it's a matter of coming from the place where you know what your offer is valuable.
Yeah.
And Sammy, you know what you offer is valuable. You have been doing it for what, 12 years or something? 17, whatever the number of years, 16 years. It's a long time, but it's a switch. So there's going to be some confidence boosting that we have to work on, like that your new way of doing it online is going to be as effective as using your machines in your office.
I feel I consider I'm a new, I'm willing to learn from the scratch. Mm-hmm. What works, because your program works. Mm-hmm. So I want to master what works and that I may modify later on.
Yeah. Really, anything else?
Yes. So coming back to
I don't think you go off on that tangent, but I think it's so important.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's so powerful to put the actual pricing in, and you'd told us that before. I just think this is going to make a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So this is our introductory consult, and I've shown you her introduction.
But I love having an introductory consult that's so inexpensive. It's a no-brainer. Right? That they don't have to be thinking, oh my God, I got to spend $350 just to get in her office. And I don't even know if I'm going to like her. It's a no-brainer. And you don't want to do it for free, right? Yeah. Unless it's a 10-minute, like the reason I did this for free was because I had a specific program. They knew that they were coming in to talk to me about that program.
And that shortens the call anyway, because they know that they want it.
15 minutes, and I walked away with the credit card on every single one except for one call. And with her, I wasn't going to push because I wanted her to make that decision.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you get to this point and you feel confident, you're going to send out an email to your list and say, I just opened up this amazing program. It's for 4 months long. It includes this, that, and the other thing. I can only take 6 people in it. Here's it. Fill up this application if you want to be considered for it.
Yeah.
And you can do that.
Yeah. They're all waiting to work with me.
They are.
For my introductory consult, I'd probably charge, I don't know, $197 or $297 for it.
I would keep it under $100.
You would keep it under 100.
I would keep it under 100. You can, and I would say normally it's this much, but yeah. I'm going to be doing this for you today, you know, for an intro to see if we can work well together. It's a big investment to spend multiple hundreds of dollars. And I've found in all these years of making offers, under $100 offers, boom, they sell like hotcakes.
Right.
They sell like hotcakes.
And I mean, I won't feel like
resisting. Offer a program for $300 and sell maybe 30 or 40 of them. I can get on that with and sell something that's $49 or $97 and sell 300, right? It's that much of a psychological difference. It's like, oh, it's under $100. It's easy. So I would keep it under 100. 85 is nice. 85 is a nice number. 75, 97, 95 gets too close to the 100.
Okay.
But 85, 75 seems a little light. But 85 is a really nice number.
Or 87. I was going to charge 97, but yeah.
So you recommend that we do have the prices on the website?
No, for everything, just for the initial.
Okay.
So that's what I was just going to come to, because I would just feel happier having all my pricing here. And this is what Jennifer has. And I know this is what
pricing here, then that's great.
So, and just with, I would feel less stressed about having these strategy sessions.
Yeah.
So she's got a lot of background to what the functional medicine approach does about the foundations. It's just great. And she's talking about the living matrix, so mapping out the history, and then a thorough analysis. So this is building the foundation, starting with this. Then we have 5 30-minute check-in sessions, so which is raising the expectation of it being 5 30-minute instead of my usual hour-long, including healing and stuff.
How does this work for her? Have you asked her what her conversion rates are? How many people land on this page and how many people buy it versus how many people buy it from the strategy session? And does having this right on the same page decrease the number of strategy sessions people go for without, because they see all this, it's confusing. Now they have to make a decision. Whereas I'd rather see you just have an introductory session on a page. You can have this on another page if you want. Or after they've signed up. But I just think that when people have choices and they have to read all this, if you just have that, come on an introductory strategy session, let's find out what works for you. If you feel more comfortable having it here, but I feel like it's too much. That's a lot to read. I'd skip away personally.
So this is a 3350 package.
350, and this is
a 1595 package. And this is her 895 package. She says most people go for the 895 package.
Okay.
And then she also has bring your own test.
I would.
Because I've got lots of people who are saying, I've had, say, 4 strategy sessions in the last 3 weeks. They're still waiting for me to get back to them because I just hate making an offer. They want smaller than my 3 month, 2997. And I've got that private patient, I've got an email from her that I haven't had the courage to open up yet because she's just decided to stop all of her hormone treatment, all her BHRT and all her supplements because she said I started it too fast when I introduced everything gradually over 3 months. And she's waiting for me to put her a package together for the second 3 months. And if it's clear from here, if she wants another 3 months, it's too much.
You're going to lose a lot of people. Maybe what you do is you have that introductory session. Then you have the other one that was bring your own lab, like the $895 and the other one. You have 3 things on the page that are all low priced. And then you can have a button that says, need more in-depth care. We have other packages. And I would... then you can have them click to it. But this to me is tiny print. This to me I would go away. And there's no bolding. I would not read this page personally. So I'd love to hear how it works for her. Like how many people land on it and how many people, what's the conversion of how many people actually sign up? It's too much. And they're going, okay, it's 6-7 choices. I would have that right there, book now. Then maybe you have, where's the other one? That's too big to start with. That one, they're not going to get.
That's like the sort of platinum, gold and silver sort of thing.
And maybe you don't have it right here on the page. Maybe it's a button that says, and it says about the name of the program, and then they can click it and go to that page.
I don't want to have single sessions unless people have already had a starter package with me.
No, I would leave those off.
I just don't want ad hoc stuff.
No, I would leave that off. But that other thing with the bring your own test, that's a good enrollment conversation starter, right? They go, yeah. Oh, look at all these things wrong with me. Yeah, I need your help.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I can see it, but it looks too busy for me. Yeah. I like BYOT.
I'm so stressed about having these conversations. And then if you look at this is something that was set up by a previous VA team that nearly bankrupted me. But at the same time, I've obviously removed everything.
That text is so tiny.
So originally, it must be on the back. Yeah, I must have had it removed from the active website, but I've got options on there. They're just out of date options.
But you have, you showed us recently your package.
Yeah, and everybody's saying no to it because they're not expecting to pay that much.
All right, then I would... I would just say have the one at the top and have the whatever the bring your own test and make that be a little bit more, like $250 for that, and then the $895 that has more, and then other longer term options are available once we have a strategy session and know what's available. At least then they know, they have a sense of what it's going to cost to work with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's too much. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Tiny letters long, it's hard to read.
Yeah, especially when you're thinking these are perimenopausal women who have hot flashes and anxiety and sleepless nights, and you can make it really quick and short. And if they want details, you can have them click to another page that has the more details.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to get at, and you know it's you think it's going to remove the discomfort from that. But also, when the prices are there and they haven't spoken to you, they don't understand the value. They don't understand the value. I wouldn't post it. I didn't post it unless what the cost of this program was. I just put it out there. I didn't post it all. Like for ERC, I offered strategy sessions for that body balance and sweet spot to come and have a strategy session, but I didn't tell them. I told them how much was included, so they got a sense of, oh my God, it's not going to be cheap, right? But I think that you've got to create the value on the session for them to go, oh yeah, I want it, right? Yeah. And I will tell you, I'm still nervous when it comes down to telling them the price. I still feel that little quiver in my belly, like,
yeah.
I would just stick.
Then, but then I get stilted when I start reading this through. And you're
going to read it to them.
Have this because it's too much detail.
No.
This is the £2,997 or $3,697. And this is the budget package, which is fewer appointments.
Right. But they get confused, right? Yeah. So here's what I did for. Our ERC right now. I'll just show you real quick. ClickFunnels. We created a summary chart. And we're going to, let's see, ERC strategy session, ERC sales. Here we go. Let's see, is this the one? Levels new. Here we go. This is what we created as far as a page, just to give them a short summary and then details about the program. So let me share my screen. So this is what, when you join us, this is basically like the difference. I mean, they've gotten from the email what the benefit is. And I didn't write this page, so I would actually update this page to have more. When you join us for this program, you will. But this is the details. This is the very long, 30 pages long, right? But it's got all the details. It's got a letter, et cetera. It creates the value. It has testimonials. But then on the call, I usually start by showing them this. I talk to them about the program. I talk to them about the benefit of being working with us for a whole year. I talk about how they're going to get a coach. They're going to get a coaching team. And then, you know, I create the value. And then I say, look, there's three levels. The best way to show you the three levels is to look at it here. You have a choice here, right? And if you have multiple choices, you just have it listed, right? And I separated it like, here's the everybody gets, it's just the library. Like that would be like your program, you know, whatever you have that's a library. Then they get the group coaching and I describe that. Then they have some group retreat days. Then they get all this private coaching and you can see the difference between them. Then they get lab testing. And by the time they get here, they're like, holy cow, you know, this program must be $30,000, right? And then they're pleasantly surprised when they find out that the gold, the silver is like, $6,000 or $7,000, and this one's like $10,000 or $11,000, and this one's like $16,000. Well, we have
those labs in the.
Yeah, we are this year. We're going to include them in. Yep. And they look at that and they say, "Oh, you're going to." And Annette said we should put pricing on it, and that's a, probably a good idea. The value of each test, so that it shows how much more.
People don't realize.
Yeah. Yeah. And notice we don't include blood chem because if you're in Canada or Europe, we can't get you a blood chem, but these tests are tests that they'll ship overseas or cross the border, whatever. So, yeah. So you have something that's just a summary, but your goal is to do on the call. Like if I look at the pages in here that I would focus on and just really have clear would be like, this is where I get them. I get them excited about it.
It's so beautiful. And yeah, it's one step above the one 5 years ago.
Can you send me this link?
I was going to say, can we have the link,
please? Yeah, I'll put it in here. It still has a few errors in it that I have to get in and fix, but it's good enough at this point. I'm happy with it. Okay. Yeah, and we have special bonuses and stuff at the end. But this is basically, this is hitting them where their pain is, right? And there's a book I wanted to tell you guys to look for. It's called Creating a Story Brand.
Yeah.
And it's only on audio, it's only like 4.5 hours. And he also has a website where he calls it the Story Brand Web Framework that you can look at in order to like map out your website, map out a landing page, map it out. And really you've got to put the person is the hero of the story and you're the guide to help them to act out their heroic. So this is feel the you of possibility, the person inside of you waiting to emerge and the life you imagine, right? That's it. How are you going to get there? Let me be your guide. Right. This is how you want to emerge as the hero. How do you get there? Let me be your guide. I've been there. I've done that. I know how to do it. I've taken, you know, hundreds, thousands, whatever the numbers are of people through this process. And now it's your turn.
Yeah.
Right. And then we say, what is it? You know, and what's, and then we have my background. We have some testimonials. We're going to put some more in. And then we describe the program itself. Right. What is Unstoppable Health? It's my system. So you have your menopause success system or whatever you're calling it now, right? You talk about your system, but this is stuff you do verbally with people. And I will say I was a little, like I got on the phone call with Wheaton the other day and I'm like, okay, I haven't done this before and I haven't done this in a long time. And this is a big program. Where do I start? Fortunately, you get them to read about. You can have them something like this. It describes your levels of program that you send them before the strategy session, but it doesn't have prices in it.
Right.
Right. And then, you know, it has all the different things. It has the testimonials. It can be beautifully laid out. It just doesn't have the, it doesn't have the prices. I wonder why that says. And then I had this in the beginning and then I had this at the end again, so they could look at for summary.
Yeah.
So we had this just to fix that, but there's still a few errors in it, but.
It's great.
Right. And then I have early sign up bonuses and then I have at event bonuses. And, you know, because we're doing this, we're going to be opening it up at the event. We're going to give them, hey, if you sign up before the event, you're going to save all this money and you're going to get like $2,000 in bonuses.
And when's the event again?
The 25th and 26th.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. We got to go now. But here's the deal, right? Don't give them too much because they're gonna run away. You can then, once they've signed up for that strategy session, say, I just want, you know, let you know that this is, I want to work with you. If it's an option to work together, if I feel like in this session that we're a good fit and you need more than just one session, which most people do, so you make the, here's, you know, read about it here. And then you put your stuff in there. Uh-huh. Okay. And then I would look at the story brand. I'm just starting it, but I'm already getting a lot of great ideas that I want to update in there.
Yeah. Great.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. So we'll go around with one takeaway, like one action step that each of you wants to work on and be held accountable to.
Well, today, I am going to get the map out for my short-term goals and what to focus on, like clarity, so that I don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah, also, oh, yeah, absolutely.
And also, frankly speaking, I didn't really take a look at this offer because I spoke with you 1 hour. That was good enough. So I didn't really investigate. My brain was not working anyway. According to you, I actually didn't breathe when I was speaking with you because you need to remind me this, Sammy, breathe. Right? So, probably I need to actually get a little more information now after I signed up so that I can create my roadmap and my study plan. So yeah. A lot to get some idea about actually the program after I signed up.
Yeah. Oh, so this is the, what you're showing me is the NEPT.
Because what you're seeing, no, ERC, yeah. So
the ERC is like you get access to all the content in the ERC. You guys just don't get access to the coaching.
Yeah, so I just got the best of a best. So I need to just lay out how and when I'm going to study whatever I see.
Oh, to study. Yeah. Well, I'll help you with that tonight. We're going to map out, we're going to do your little thing, and we're going to map out what your potential programs and other things are. But send me that PowerPoint that you've created. In India.
I did send you the G Drive.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll work on that. Ellie, what are you going to do?
Me, I'm going to put my offers together properly in a really nice document with a summary in time for my strategy session on Sunday.
Perfect. Okay. And think about, like, I liked what she had, like here's an 85 and then she had an 895. Those are easy yeses. So what could you offer? Not to downsell your stuff, just what could you offer for that 895 type of price range? And then I love the idea of the one kind of, you know, the lab, bring your lab and we'll analyze it, you know, and that would probably be in the 250 to 300 range or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mihaela.
So I want to finish off putting this together and get it all done. And then I need from there on, I need to move on and actually do my website. So they kind of correlate.
Don't worry about the website.
Yeah.
Just sell stuff. My website sucks. My website's ugly.
So this pharmacist with the podcast, she told me that she wants me to have the website.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
But I removed everything else that was there pretty much right now. I just need to do some verbiage to just kind of show what I'm doing.
So what you do and who you're looking for. Exactly. That's good.
Then do you think, I'm thinking that maybe it would be good to have there a link. I do have a link to labs that I can look at, but also maybe I should include a link to say I have a free session just to establish if,
you know. I really like the idea of a low end price thing. Yeah, you can do a 10 or 15 minute thing, but I think that a lab assessment is going to be a biggie, a huge one. We're just starting to do that now. And we offered it as an upsell from the $49, $97 event. And we've sold five of them, like $300, you know, it's usually $450 and it's $300. And so it's, you know, people want that. They want somebody to analyze their labs. So I would say that. Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Thank you so much, and I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.